And on the stage show, Alice Walker is bringing us arts news. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Michael. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival has wrapped up for another year, with the 2019 awards announced over the weekend. The prize for the most outstanding show, that's out of 615 events, went to James Acaster for his wonderfully titled Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999. You might know the UK comedian from his television appearances on The Great British Bake Off and panel shows like Mock the Week. Here he is.
I'm not a very adventurous person. I've only ever used one side of a cheese grater. Got no idea what the other three sides even do. I'm not the only one either, because everyone knows what side I'm talking about, right? Big holes. Got no time for small holes and tiny holes. And don't know if you've ever seen small... It's the roughest side of anything I've ever seen in my life, small holes. It's rows of tiny little spikes. So I'm going to use that side as in self-defence. Then you've got to wash it. I don't know how you negotiate that. How you wash something that is rougher than your own scouring pad.
James. That's all true, isn't it?
It is very true.
Everything he said is true.
You're enjoying that. I saw that, Michael. Mm. James Acaster there. And that's not the end of that rant about cheese graters, by the way. He keeps going. And he's very good at bringing out the absurdity in the ordinary. And he's known for keeping his cards close to his chest and not focusing his stand-up on the personal. But his latest show broke that mould, going into relationship breakdowns, both personal and professional, and experiences in therapy. And it's a decision that's gone well for him. The show received 5-star reviews here and in the UK, and now it's taken out the top MICF award. If you missed him in Melbourne, you can see him this week in Perth, Sydney and Brisbane.
And MICF is Melbourne International Comedy Festival Award. This is the first. How could it be the first? Haven't there been lots of awards?
There have, but this is the first Melbourne International Comedy Festival Award because it has a new name.
Ah.
It was originally titled the Stellar Award, and for many years it has been known as the Barry Award, named after veteran Australian comedian Barry Humphries, who launched the very first MICF back in 1987. But last week the festival announced the award's new name, following calls from former Barry Award winners Hannah Gadsby and Zoe Coombs-Ma that the name be changed after Humphries made a offensive comments about transgender people last year. But the newly christened Melbourne International Comedy Festival Award wasn't the only prize awarded on Saturday. Also among the winners were Blake Freeman, who was awarded Best Newcomer, Ursula Carlson for the People's Choice Award, and Geraldine Hickey took home the Comics Choice Award, The Piece of Wood.
The Piece of Wood.
The
prize is called The Piece of Wood. How marvellous. All right. Now let's move on to something that's not quite so funny. This is the London Royal Opera House. It's been caught.
It has. It's a case of acoustic shock, which is quite unusual. So the London Opera and Performing Arts venue has lost its appeal over permanent hearing damage suffered by one of its musicians. Viola player Christopher Goldscheider was seated in front of the brass section in rehearsals at Covent Garden in 2012 when he was exposed to volumes over 130 decibels. So that's the equivalent of a jet engine. Mr. Goldscheider now suffers pain, dizziness and nausea, and he's moved to the country to get away from loud noises. Last year, he won his case in the UK High Court, and now the Court of Appeals has upheld that decision, but rejected the High Court's ruling that musicians should wear ear protection at all times. The damages are yet to be assessed, but it's a disturbing case that has raised all sorts of questions about the responsibility of companies to protect their performers, whose very job is about making and hearing noise.
Yeah, who could have thought that playing the viola could be a dangerous occupation?
Well, those trumpets are quite loud, aren't
they? There it is. Well, it wasn't just trumpets. Oh, the brass section, yes. What a shocking thing. Mm. 130 decibels, that is really, really loud. Alice Walker, thank you for bringing us the arts news.